history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
I was just thinking, would I want a pet hippo?
No, they're really dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they're the most... Oh, I was going to say a fact, but then I realised I didn't know anything.
Oh, hey, facts mean nothing on this segment.
I think they're like... They are really dangerous. Like, they're one of those things that people think are cute and cuddly because of Hungry Hippos games and cartoons when you're a kid, but actually they can, like, eat a whole person, probably.
So maybe, kids, I don't want one of them for Christmas, all right?
No.
So just in case you're thinking. Right, I'm going to talk about the anti-Kythea mechanism, which we've talked about a little while ago.
Yes.
And if you don't know anything about it, it's a 2,000-year-old astronomical calculator, basically.
It looks beautiful as well.
It was discovered in a shipwreck early 20th century, and it was found with a whole load of other, like, Greek stuff, like vases and, like, really important, they thought were important looking things, and it was ignored. And then someone took an x-ray of it, like in the 50s or something, and they could see it had all these cogs and all these bits and pieces in it. And it tells you what the sun and moon are doing and stuff like that. It's absolutely incredible.
It's so old, like, to have all that mechanism, as you're saying, inside it, and, like, be as sophisticated as that.
Yeah.
2,000 years old. It's crazy.
Greeks were on a different level.
Well, this wouldn't have even been the Greek. Oh, would it? Okay.
I think it was 100 to 200 BC.
Far out.
So I don't
Never
even
mind.
Know. I don't know what was
I
going
don't
on.
Know. Hey, I don't know. Maybe that was the Greeks. Text us. You know these things better than we do.
But the mechanism maps out all the orbits of the planets known to the Greeks at that time and accurately traced the movement of the sun and moon, predicting when eclipses would occur. Why would you want to know that stuff? That's my first question.
Religious purposes?
If you're like...
For fun.
Mind you, see, I've seen too many, like, Jason and the Argonaut movies and stuff like that.
It's probably
not Greek anyway. And in my mind, they're all running around with togas, playing lyres, drinking honey and all that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Just
like pre-hippies almost.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Why... I mean, life would have been bad enough as it is to just existing. Why would you look up in the air?
Because it's beautiful.
That was how they did everything, like navigation, all their, you know, religious ceremonies were to do with the sky, and, like, you know, maybe they needed it for that purpose.
I've always seen
calendar.
I'm a true believer in ancient aliens. See, I'll put it out there. I don't care.
That's probably the wackiest thing you've said on this segment. You've said some things, I have to say.
Oh, so I didn't like. Was it? Pink Floyd a couple of weeks ago, that went down really well. But anyway, the researchers have told me they're actually going to build a physical recreation of the mechanism. They reckon it's going to be really, really difficult, even with the technology they've got today.
Wow.
So
so this is like the earliest example of anything like this.
The closest one you get to it in humanity, what we call it, Middle Ages.
So that's hundreds of years later.
Yeah.
Thousands even.
And like to have that technology and then just lose it rather than progress and all that.
That's insane.
I've got to love the way they described it.
Is that why you think it's the aliens?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a report published in the Journal Scientific, it reports the study co-author Adam Wokich wrote, "A particular challenge will be the system of nested tubes that carry the astronomical outputs. Our work reveals the anti-Kythea mechanism is a beautiful conception translated by superb engineering into a device of genius."
Wow.
How fucking mental was that?
That's pretty amazing.
It challenges all our preconceptions about technology in them times. That's ancient aliens. This is simple, do you know what I mean?
What I do find really interesting about this is if this was like, this is so old and this is so from an era that we thought we knew about, we thought we understood, you know, the kind of technology they were using, and then this shows up. You just sort of think, what else is out there that we haven't found from that era?
Exactly.
I'm not talking about aliens, I'm talking about artifacts, but I know you're talking about aliens now.
Some of the planets that they've been doing the orbits, they're like 423-year-old orbits.
Ooh.
So do you know what I mean? That's... Why would you want to know that? Because you want to know when the ship's coming back, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. we've had a text in about hippos. Someone says, you're right, hippos are very dangerous. Yep. The world's most dangerous animal, in fact, responsible for 500 deaths annually on average.
We'll fact check that.
I just computed that in my head as like one hippo being responsible for 500 deaths.
That one's such a bastard. Everybody hates that hippo.
Just that one hippo.
Hated hippo. Yeah, so I don't know. There's something going on now.
It's pretty incredible. If you do need a visual reference for
what the Antikythera
mechanism is, yeah, Google it today because it is amazing.
And if you're a jewellery maker, just give us a ring and we'll like produce them.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Hey, what else has been going on for you, Rob? You got some poems for us? You got some more facts? What's happening?
Nah, that's it with the facts, really. That just blew my mind.
Yeah,
just,
it's pretty amazing.
I started writing a poem on the train and I couldn't finish it, so hopefully the listeners can.
Nice. Oh, someone says an Aussie's made a clickspring on YouTube. They're called clickspring on YouTube. Has made an Antikythera.
Oh, really?
I can't say that word. Antikythera machine. Nice ASMR watch. You get all the little clicks.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I can handle that, but
check it out. This is the sort of stuff that blows my mind. That and pot noodles and peanut slabs. Three of the great wonders of the world, really.
They really are. They really are. Do you want me to hit this poem still?
Yes, please. Yep.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Okay, I started writing a poem on the train, and to be honest, I make a cup of tea in a flask, right?
Yeah.
And I put a couple of sugars in it. Shouldn't really do it. And I had the sugars, and all of a sudden it hit me. And then I wrote this, and then sugar rush over. So if you can finish it off. The whole thing with masks and personal bubbles isn't a problem to me. It might sound a bit mad, but I'm a bit sort of glad.
That's your whole poem.
Snaps
for that one.
I mean, if you can add anything to that, or is that enough? I don't know.
Short and sweet.
It's like a haiku. I mean, yeah. I'm sure it probably doesn't fit the rules of a haiku, but it's kind of like, not all poems need to be long.
I'm just freaking out about only seeing the top half of people's faces. I still haven't got used to that.
It is a bit weird, eh? I'm always surprised by how much emotion you can get from just people's eyes and the top of their faces. Although, have you done the smile-frown test with your friends to see if, like, are you going to tell if I'm smiling or am I frowning behind the mask?
No.
Oh, I'm very confused this morning. I came in on the train and Britomart has reopened and I come out in a different entrance and I didn't know where the hell I was.
Just come out in Hogwarts.
So that was a bit confusing, but you're right next week.
Someone says mosquitoes, malaria kill more than hippos. That. They're an insect, though, aren't they?
They're an animal, though, isn't it?
They're all under the same.
Maybe they're the aliens. I don't know.
We're losing the plot. Thank you very much, Rob.
No, thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Rob, what's